Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Pat Holliday, Dr. Sabrina, and Brother Marshall, we're so glad that you could join us this evening. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory for the victory. We thank you for the restoration of the Blog Talk Radio, that we may continue the broadcast that lift up the name of Jesus. They exalt the name of Jesus. They glorify the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. The word of God has come and has set the captive free, and we thank you and we give you praise for it. We thank you, Father, for all that you do and for the ultimate importance of this broadcast in the lives of believers and in the outcome of the days to come. We thank you, Father, for your prophetic word pouring forth in abundance. We thank you, Father, for those that support this ministry through their prayers, through their participation, and through their finances. We ask that they receive a reciprocal blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we lift up this broadcast before you tonight. We bind up every witch, warlock, sorcerer, divinator, or the like that works against it in Jesus' name. And anyone that has done anything to harm or hinder or thwart the broadcast, we turn them over to you, Father, for judgment in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that this is your word released into the world, that people might know the truth and that the truth will make them free. We thank you, Father, for the many listeners that come up and recast the broadcast and take notes and learn from it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for those that have been strengthened, those that have been emboldened, those whose faith has grown, and those who have chosen, Father, to receive the engrafted word of the Lord. We give you praise for all you will do. We thank you for opening our eyes and opening our ears to see and to know the truth, that we will not be deceived in this latter day. We thank you, Father, for all that we'll do, and we bless the people of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, Dr. Sabrina. We have so much to talk about today. Jesus is Lord. That's the main topic of our conversations. But we're going to be covering some things tonight, and we're going to go on into the next week and talk about deliverance from false anointings or altars, deliverance from false altars, because you know the church has been worshiping recently at many strange altars, and it seems as though the people and the pastors are so blinded that they don't even realize that many of them have dropped into a thing called necromancy, paranormal powers, false ministries, and this newest thing called grave sucking is just about the worst thing that I've ever seen since I've been a Christian. They call it, they're coming out of the mystical third wave movement. And many Christians are involved in some of these things, but my concern mostly is for the young people. Because you see, the young people, they haven't had the foundations in the Bible. In many instances, the Bible hasn't been read for more than 20 years because people are using all of these strange, perverse Bibles, the NIV, the AMP, and the New American Standard, and all kinds of, the New King James, all of these things. And that's what they are. They're things. They're not Bibles. And so the preachers have been teaching out of that, and the devil has taken the guts of those Bibles out, and the guts of the Bible is Jesus Christ himself. He is the life of the Bible. And when they take out his blood atonement and his resurrection and all of the various things, his deity, then it's no longer a Bible, you see. And so we're going to talk about some of these things tonight. And we're going to go into next week, and we're going to talk about deliverance from strange altars. And so I'm looking forward to this because I know that Jesus is right in the middle of it. Because you know Jesus loves the people. He really does. But his hands are tied. Whenever people begin to reject him as the center of their life, and they're looking for all kinds of things besides Jesus himself as their peace, they will find all kinds of things, and they won't find Jesus. But one thing they'll find is hordes of false prophets. And in Matthew 24:24, the Bible says that for rise false Christ and false prophets, and many shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And so you see the elect, that terminology in the New Testament, that means the people that Jesus Christ died on the cross for, and the Bible says that he died on the cross for the world, in John, but the whole world is not going to receive him. And we saw that when he was walking the streets, when he was alive, we saw people drawn to him. We saw people commit to him. We saw people follow him. But at the same time, we saw mockers come amongst him when he was preaching. We saw the religious people come to spy out what he was saying, not because they were interested in becoming saved or giving up their sin life, but they were just interested in trying to find out how they could get rid of him. And so, you know, that's still true today. There are people that when a new or a real Christian ministry settles in their midst, then there are people that are sprued around the Bible, people, or the not around the false Christian church, I mean, and they try to nitpick the person to death, and usually the attacks comes upon the person's character, just like it did Jesus. They said, oh, this fella, he cast out devils by Beelzebub. Well, they were accusing his power of coming from the devil. Well, things haven't changed. But there are scriptures that show us that there are wheat and tares that grow side by side. And the devil, the Bible says it like this. It says that the good seed are planted, and it's planted in the daytime, and at nighttime the wicked one comes and he sows tares among the sheep. And the tares are, of course, the people that are not real. Those are Satan's agents. And you see, we have a lot of Satan's agents that have been let loose into the various churches around the world. And so the ones that we're talking about tonight is a group of people, I call them the Satan's grave diggers. And they're also, they call themselves grave suckers. And what they're doing is they're coming right in the midst of the people that go to Christian churches, and they are transferring devils of death. And those are death demons within the churches. Now, there's a man by the name of Bill Johnson. He has a church out in California, and it's called the Bethel Church. And he also has started a Bible school that they call BSSM. And the students in that Bible school are being taught to go into the various graveyards and find famous Christian heroes that have lived before and have gone on to be with Jesus. And they are teaching them to lay upon the graves, and they call it grave sucking. And what they're trying to do is to soak up or suck up the anointing of the dead person. Well, you see, the Bible actually tells us that when a person dies, their spirit goes to be wherever it's going to be for eternity when they die. And if their spirit is heaven bound, as soon as they die, angels come and escort them right into the kingdom. And that is their spiritual body. And if they die for the devil sends his angels to come and take them down into the pit of hell. So there's already human beings in hell, their spirits, and there's human being spirits in heaven with God. And so these people, I believe personally that they are just absolutely Satan's agents sent to deceive. And they seem to be projected in on the young people. And you see, the reason for that is the young people, most of them don't have a foundation. Many of them have never been taught morality. Many of them are just like wild hares, and they just go and do whatever they want to do when they do it, and they don't have a sense of right and wrong. And so they're wide open for the devil to come and capture them and to get them while they're young so that they can't find Jesus. Now, here's what the problem is. Before we get into explaining the grave suckers to you, the young people, you see, America has a lot of young people that are wonderful. I mean, they go into the front lines and they go over and fight in those wars, thinking that they're fighting to protect their families and their country. A lot of times that's not the case. The wars have been going on now since the Bush was in office and before. And you see, these wars that are being fought are not wars to protect America. They're wars to fill the pockets of the bankers. And they make a lot of money every time they have a war. And money is their god. And we are like beasts to them, or like insects to them. And they don't care about us, as Michael Jackson was singing just before they killed him. But the point that I'm saying tonight is the young people will go over there and step in front of a bullet to save a friend. You read accounts of it all the time. So our young people are misled, and they're not taught. And the third thing, there's no one really zeroing in and praying for the youth of America. You see, revival comes from prayer. And souls come into the kingdom when saints get busy about God's kingdom and they decide that they are going to pray for their families and pray for the church and pray for people to be saved. Because you see, how will they know, the Bible says, unless a preacher is sent? So you have to pray for, there's another scripture that says that pray that God will send us pastors after his own heart, God's own heart. And so pastors are very precious people. They're people that are selected by the Spirit of God, and they are people that are supposed to be submitted to the Spirit of God with his word. And so when you find a preacher that's after God's own heart, as David was, then you have really found a jewel in the world today. And so when I talk to you about some of these desecrations that are going on within many of the Christian churches, I'm not coming at this from a standpoint of hating preachers. I love preachers. I'm a preacher myself. And I know the difficulties that they have getting the word forth. I know the attacks that they have against their families, against them. And I know that they have to totally be dedicated to the Lord in order to survive the pulpit and the people that sit in many of the congregations. Just remember that what I'm doing here today is exposing the charlatans and the wolves in sheep clothing. And what I'm doing is giving you a warning that if you've been following after some of these third wave preachers and the word of faith preachers, what you need to do is you need to repent and call out to Jesus Christ to forgive you so that you can open up for deliverance. You see, deliverance is possible, and God wants his people delivered so that they can make it into heaven. And so this Bill Johnson started that Bible school, but I guess maybe maybe over 6 years or so ago, Dr. Sabrina and I came in contact with a woman that had come out of the Bill Johnson's meeting. And she was an evangelist for that group of people and for the IHOP and all of those kind of people. And she told us the story, how this grave-sucking thing came about. And what she told us was, she said that Bill Johnson took them up to John G. Lake's grave and in Spokane, Washington. And that's where he had the healing room, where he claimed 100,000 people were healed. There's a lot of discrepancies in John G. Lake's testimony. And I just put a newsletter out, by the way. And in the newsletter, I went into just a little bit of his background, John G. Lake's ministry and background, to show you where this man was a man that was walking in grave darkness. But he's received as a great light among the Word of Faith people and the Third Wave people. And maybe we'll get down into some of that in a bit. But this woman told us that Bill Johnson took them out to Spokane, Washington, and they were seeking for a paranormal anointing, and they prostrated themselves on Lake's grave, at weeping and worshiping and expecting Lake's ministry power would strike them and his spirit would infuse them with a sign and wonders ministry like he had when he was alive on the earth. And so therefore, they have created a brand new preternatural cult ministry that has grown during these years, and it has expanded across the world with something called the healing rooms. And they are training people to go into those healing rooms to heal the sick. Now, in the healing rooms, it's not being driven by the power of the Holy Ghost. They're not seeking their gifts from the hands of God. They're not seeking it through the Holy Spirit, as 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 12, 13, and 14 show us that it's the Holy Ghost that gives gifts to who he wills, and it's the Holy Ghost that teaches all things to his people. And so instead of going directly through Jesus to the Holy Ghost, these people are actually being taught to go out to graveyards to famous Christians that have died, and they lay on their graves, and they call it a grave sucking. I know it just sounds crude, but it is crude. And so she told us that they went out and did that. Well, I just thought that was so bizarre when she was telling us even 6 years ago. But I thought that it was something that was a passing thing, that it wasn't, that surely this couldn't go too far because it was so bizarre and so creepy. And so this Bill Johnson, I call him Mr. Johnson because I don't believe that he's a real honest-to-God Christian minister, though he claims to be. Mr. Johnson testified about this bizarre act and desecration of necromancy, which means the practice of attempting to communicate with the dead spirits and predict the influence of the future. That's what necromancy means. And he testified on Sid Roth's radio show, probably his television show, but I just happened to hear this testimony driving down the street listening to Sid Roth's radio show some years back. It's supernatural. And Johnson spun a very weird, mystical, occult-like experience tale to Sid Roth about meeting the late John Lake's angel in a building where Lake had previously ministered in his healing rooms. He testified that two ladies went in the back room and they met a giant angel, and that one of the women was healed. And they came and they got him. And they came and they called him back there and he claimed that when he went into the room there was an angel that was about 10 feet tall, and Sid asked him, did you see the angel? And Johnson replied, no, but I knew he was there, and the angel said to me, what took you so long? I've been waiting here for 80 years. And so evidently he couldn't see the angel, but he could hear the angel, right? And so he goes on, and he said that he saw a for lease sign on the building, and that's where he opened his first healing room, as they were calling them around the country and the world. And so, meanwhile, one of the ladies that lives close by told us, said, after we left the graveyard, we went to Lake's home. Some of his relatives had bought it, and they would not let us inside. However, they were reconstructing it, and they tore out the old rugs, cabinets, and stuff. We gathered the discarded stuff and made crosses and gave them away to people. And she hung one over her bed at nighttime. And so this was the beginning of a new psychic witchcraft pseudo-Christian group call the grave suckers. It sounds like something out of the zombie things that they're putting on television today. And so evolving from these religious fanatics was that were seeking the anointing from the dead heroes instead of seeking the living water from Jesus Christ, thus creating a dead hero cult that will take many, many people into the pit of hell. That's what they actually founded. And so she said, remember what she said about gathering stuff from the man's house. Well, first they're looking for the anointing from the grave, and then they're looking for the anointing coming from the things in the man's house. And so in a religion, it's called a relic. When you look for an object of a dead person, it's supposed to be a part of the body of a saint or a venerated person or another type of ancient religious objects, carefully preserved for the purpose of veneration as a touchable, tangible memorial. And so, in other words, the Catholic Church, for one, practices this. If you go to Rome, as I did, and you see in every altar, they'll have a finger or a bone. I remember seeing a dead pope. His whole skeleton was laying in a glass container with the altar on top of the glass, and they had poured silver over his skeleton. It was so gory looking. And relics are an important aspect of some forms of Buddhism, some forms of Christianity, Hinduism, and shamanism. And of course, shamanism is witch doctors and witchcraft, and many other religions. The word relic comes from the Latin reliquae, meaning remains or something left behind. The root word is to relinquish, relinquary is a shrine. In other words, you can make a shrine from houses, religious things that are called relics. And so that's what these Christians were doing. Now, I don't know if they realized what they were doing, but that's what they were doing, is they were doing things that the Protestant left many, many years ago when Martin Luther nailed his 97 complaints on the cathedral door. And so they had just simply relapsed back to these heathen, pagan things that Protestants, and that's what the word Protestant means, it means those who protested against things like this, came away from those things and began to read the Bible and to publish the Bible throughout the world and teach the Word of God and put their hearts into looking for and after and looking into the Word to find out what Jesus had to say about things. And so that's the difference between Protestants and the Catholics. And so now Bill Johnson, Satan used Bill Johnson to recover the unorthodox healing ministry by angels. You see, we don't heal people by angels. And those that heal people by angels are not in contact with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're not in this, they're not of the same God that we are. And they're not of the living God that we worship. And so John Lake was one that used angels to heal in his ministry. So now you're looking at the roots of the angelic healing ministries that are going on around the world. That's one of the roots, is John Branham Lake. And there were others. William Branham was another that used an angel to work healings in his meeting. Another was Cal Pierce. And so these people teach a different gospel than what we know. And it's a different gospel than what Jesus taught. And so we believe that a lot of people that are involved in the Healing Room Ministries International are very sincere, well-meaning people. But did you know that the people that belong to the Jehovah Witness and the Mormon Church are very sincere, well-meaning people too? It's just that they follow a different God. And they also follow the God of Satan. It's not the God of Jesus Christ that they're connected with. And so that's how we separate ourselves from them, is that we are born-again people, and we are the people that are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ, and we are not going out prostrating ourselves upon graves and think it's gauche and think it's eerie and very extremely demonic. That's what we think. And so we wanted to sound the alarm about the problems associated with the healing rooms. It's not to pass judgment on the kindness and the sincerity of others who are trying to help people through what they think is Christian prayer, which it isn't. We want to encourage all Christians to pray the scriptures as it instructs us to do. But you see, I don't believe that some of these people are truly born again. I think some of them may have been born again and have backslid and have been taken away by the tares into another gospel, another Jesus, by another spirit. But we are very, very concerned about the ungodly, unbiblical practices that take place. Scriptures command that Christians expose false doctrines and unbiblical practices, and it is false doctrines and its fruit, spiritual deception, that we are seeking to warn our people about. You see, if you get up underneath a false minister, that minister can lead you down into the pit of hell. And so we want to alert the church, the pastors, the leaders in the church, that you need to pray and ask God to open up your eyes about the truth of the great infiltration into the Christian churches all over the world. And once you see it, be brave to stand and rebuke it. According to the scriptures, false teachers who masquerade as apostles of Christ ought to be rebuked. We believe that the scripture exhortations to rebuke and expose false teachers and false teachings also apply in our day. And even if they come wrapped in the guise of healing rooms or centering prayers or Christian yoga and Eastern religion and the myriads of other things that they're doing, We need to stand up against these false doctrines of devils, and we need to tell people the truth about these so-called Christian apostles and the so-called anointed ones, the so-called God's generals, the healers, the Christian yogis, etc. It does not mean that they are of God. What one teaches and practices reveals outright whom they serve. They are either serving God, themselves, or the devil. So, Spiritual Research Network and other Bible-based ministries are sounding the warning about the healing rooms because of the unbiblical and even occult teachings and practices that appear to have taken place in the healing rooms and in the healing room type settings. There are many variation styles within the healing room movement, and each healing room is different on how it practices its theology and its methodology. Now, you've got to see that if you don't have the Bible as your standard of practice and living, then you can go to one of these healing room schools and learn to do what they're doing. But once you get out and you start doing what you do, then you're going to add era upon era to their era, and nothing good is ever going to come out of it because it does not have the Bible as its standard of living. And so, now, many people are practicing these cult doctrines of prosperity, healing, word of faith teaching, latter rain teachings, dominion theology, and prophetic movements, and it just goes on and on, that are being sold through the Healing Room International Ministry online bookstores. And some of these people are people like Patricia King, John and Carol Arnett, Todd Bentley, James Gall, Georgian Bainoff, Stacy Campbell, Joshua Mills, Benny Hinn, Kenneth Hagin, the late Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Kim Clement, Mike Bickle, and many, many others. And so you have to test the spirits to see if they be of God. Because if you go where someone is teaching heresy of necromancy, and that means talking to the dead, I call it ministry of the ghouls. The healing rooms were founded, these healing rooms having healing angels, and the Bible says, Colossians 2:18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And so it's through the flesh and through the mind that these heresies come about. And so you need to know that the people that are following John G. Lake's ministry, and they are trying to restore this ministry, that they are restoring a ministry that was in deep darkness and deep error. And, you know, the Catholic Church, it was famous for seeking relics of dead people, as I've already. And you may not know this, but in every Catholic Church on the cornerstone, they have a relic of some dead saint, a piece of the hair, a finger, a piece of the body, something planted in the cornerstone. And of course, I've already told you about going to Rome and seeing all of those dead relics. And I was just absolutely overwhelmed when I saw those things. It just was something that wasn't very pleasant to look at as far as I was concerned. Now, this same woman that came back and told me half a dozen years ago, she told me that a group left them and they ventured on to go to Catherine Kuhlman's grave and roll on her grave to receive her anointing. And they went to Amy McPherson's grave and they went to Corey Ten Boom's grave, all three of these people. And so, to tell you the truth, if the Holy Spirit isn't giving me a calling and an anointing, I just don't want anyone else's mantle but the mantle of Jesus Christ covering me. You see, these mysteries that they're uncovering are only mysteries of the occult. Now, God's gifts do not come from graves. His gifts do not come from dead people. God's gifts come directly from the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12:11, it says, "But all these worketh that one and the one self same Spirit, dividing to every man severely as he wills." And so it's the Holy Spirit that we seek for gifts of healing, gifts of miracles, prophecies, all of the gifts of tongues. All nine gifts come directly from the Holy Spirit. And if you go seeking after a man's anointing, you're going to get a man's anointing. And you're going to get an anointing and an impartation of those devils that he's moving under the power of. In James 1:17, the Bible says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, whom is no variable, neither shadows of turning." And then in Romans 8:38-39, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So you have to make sure that your faith is based in the foundations of Jesus Christ, his life, and his word. And the Holy Spirit will call you and prepare you. If he's called you for a ministry, he will prepare you for that ministry. And you do not have to go out grave-sucking to get the power and the anointing from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, why in the world people go seeking for a mantle or an anointing from a rotting corpse 6 feet underground? Why would they do that? Only then can we get God's plan back on track, they think. This is achieved by placing our hands on the gravestone or the deceased, or laying on top of the grave. Sometimes a prayer will be offered to God. Sometimes a prayer will be offered to God. In other words, they're not really seeking God, only sometimes, to aid in receiving this power transference. So you can see how absolutely crazy it has begun for some of these strange people. I kid you not, some people actually believe this, that God's plan, in fact, has been frustrated, and now God needs us to seek his lost anointing so we can bail God out and his plan out. They believe that by laying there on the grave, they will be able to pull the anointing from the dead. It is as if they believe the Holy Spirit is lost and doesn't seem to realize that the person they employed is dead and is no longer able to minister in this empowered way. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit sees it and senses someone is laying on the dirt 6 feet above his head. The Holy Spirit, apparently not caring who is laying there for decades, to jump into a new body, giving them a supernatural ability that the dearly departed one had once had, again assumes that that person is in the grave and in fact empowered by the Holy Spirit. Well, you see, I get my empowerment from the Holy Spirit directly from the Spirit of God. I get it directly from the Spirit of Jesus. I get it directly from the Spirit of the Father. I don't have to have a go-between for the Holy Spirit to anoint me. Thank God that my faith and the ministry that he moves in me with does not depend upon a human being.
Amen.
Now, in 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And marvel not, for Satan himself transforms into an angel of light. Therefore, it is of no great thing that his ministers be transformed into ministries of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Now, these people, friends, are not on their way to heaven. They're on their way to the pit, and they mean to take you with them. So you just keep on following them, and what will happen is they will lead you right down into the pit of hell. May God have mercy. Now, in 2 Peter 2:19-22, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 19-22. "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are again led therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to true proverb, the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow that it washed is wallowing in its mire." And so some of these people that are grave sucking are people that once were led to Jesus Christ, but they are people that have turned from God to the spirit of dead men and dead women. My God, help us. Now, one of these people is a very famous personality that everybody loves. He's on TBN all the time, giving you his pearls of wisdom, and you hang on to every word he says as though he knows what he's talking about. and his name is Benny Hinn. You may recall that Benny Hinn says that he has a key to Catherine Kuhlman's grave, and he claims he gets anointing from there as well as Amy Semple McPherson's grave. I was absolutely mystified that Christians could have fallen to this depth of delusions, but friends, they have. Now, I don't understand why the Lord allowed me to see that I've not just seen angels. I've seen saints. Now, this is Benny Hinn speaking on TBN. He says, now, I'll start again. Now, I don't understand why the Lord allowed me to see that. I've not just seen angels, but I've seen saints. Can I tell you? This might even shock you a little more. The Lord gave me a vision of Catherine Kuhlman sitting with what seemed to be a group of people, and every one of them seemed to be urging me to pray. Now, I know this sounds crazy. It is crazy. It doesn't sound. But it's all right. I don't mind crazy because I like what I saw. I was in prayer at least 57 of them sitting in a group, and they were saying to me, pray. Ask God to give you a healing ministry that will touch the world. And suddenly, now, where's his call coming from, friends? Is it coming from the Holy Spirit? No. He said, and suddenly I heard Catherine's voice, and suddenly there she was. It's crystal clear. And she, in her beautiful smile, said, ask. We're waiting for you to ask. We are praying for you to ask. And the vision disappeared. And suddenly I said, Lord, and I ask. A week later, the anointing hit my life, and I was able to go in heaven, urged us. Any kind of confusions that's being sent in the name of Jesus. He said, I believe the saints in heaven urged us to pray, urge us to do it. So now this self-testimony of Benny Hinn tells us that Benny Hinn was not called by the Holy Spirit. Benny Hinn was called by Catherine Kuhlman demons. And I'm not saying Catherine Kuhlman was demon-possessed. I'm saying impersonating devils of Catherine Kuhlman and impersonating devils of dead people, urging him to pray for God to give him a worldwide ministry. Mm-hmm. So necromancy is communication with the dead, and it's absolutely forbidden in the Word of God. Now, in Deuteronomy 18:10 through 11, it says, there shall not be found among you, that means anyone, that maketh his son or his daughter pass through fire or useth divination. No one, anyone, and that means Benny Hinn, mm-hmm. also, right?
Yes.
Or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. So Benny Hinn has just put himself in that category and in that scripture. Now, I know that you've been taught to follow him, that he is a man of God with great signs and wonders. But according to this word, not so. Mm-hmm. Isaiah added a very clear warning that we need to seek our God by seeking his law and his testimony. And if we seek any other source or spirit, it's because there's no light in us. In Isaiah 8, chapter 8, verse 19 and 20. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards and peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead, to the law and the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, because there is no light in them. So folks, it's not surprising that Benny Hinn is confused about his faith. There's just simply no Christian faith without Jesus Christ as its foundation. And you can talk about Jesus, you can pray to Jesus, you can do all kinds of things about Jesus, mm-hmm. but if you don't adhere to the Word of God and his teachings, then you are walking in the doctrines of devils. And the Bible tells us very, very clearly. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 3. And by the way, concerning meat, Jesus Christ ate meat. He ate lamb. The Bible clearly says that he did. And so there's much more about Benny Hinn. I just put a newsletter out concerning this particular subject, and you can find it up on remnantradio.org. It's the newest newsletter that I did. And another doctrine that Benny Hinn got into was that we are little gods. And a lot of perversity was coming out of this ministry, but people did not know the Word of God well enough to know that it wasn't the Word of God that this man was talking, that he was under the inspiration of an evil spirit that was speaking to the world as a Christian minister. Some of his doctrines were very insane. Let me just give you a couple. Adam was Superman and the first man on the moon. Where is that in the Bible? Adam was a super being when God created him. I don't know whether people know this, he says, but he was the first Superman that really ever lived. First of all, the scriptures declare clearly that he had dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, which means he used to fly. And of course, how can he have dominion over the birds and not be able to do what they did? Does the Bible say these kind of crazy things? No. He goes on to say the dominion in the Hebrew clearly declares that if you have dominion over a subject, that you do everything that subject does. In other words, that subject, if it does something you cannot do, you do not have dominion over it. I'll prove it further. Adam not only flew, he flew into space. He would reach the moon. Praise the Lord program, TBN. December 1991, day 26. Benny Hinn, when I say to you that I'm a Christian, you are saying, I am Mashiach. It's Hebrew. It means, I am a little Messiah walking on the earth. In other words, which is shocking revelation. May I say it like this? You are a little God running around. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise-a-thon. November 6, 1990. Now, he goes on. I don't think I want to just continue on this. You just have to go up and get the newsletter. But another one that walks side by side with him in his idiocy is Kenneth Copeland. Here's what Kenneth Copeland said. He said, I was shocked when I found out who the biggest failure in the Bible actually is. The biggest failure is God. I mean, he lost his top ranking, most anointed angels, the first man he ever created, the first woman he ever created, the whole earth and all the fullness therein, a third of the angels at least. That's a big loss, man. Now, reason. Don't you think that God is a failure if he never said he's a failure and you're not a failure until you say you're one? And that was on Praise-a-thon program, April 1988. And then he says God is kicked out of the earth and needs an invitation to come to the earth. These are the men that many of your charismatic people have been following for years. And these are the people that they believe that they have sitting right next to the throne of God. No, they believe that these people are gods because these people are telling them that they are gods. So the man that claims to inherit John G. Lake's angel was a fellow named the Todd Bentley. And you know, that was the man that had the tattooed body. I called it the bodysuit. And he had all kinds of gods and goddesses and Eastern religious symbols all over his body. And he claimed that John Lake's angel was also actively healing people in his meetings. He also claimed the female angel Emma O, that came from the heretic William Branham. And so you see, this is grave darkness. And friends, when I sit and I tell you that when Todd Bentley came to the revivals down in Lakeland, Florida, the big ministers here in Jacksonville, some of your Assembly of God big church ministers, your big charismatic ministers, busload people down to his meeting for him to lay his creepy, drunkard, adulterous hands on them and fill them with devils. Now, he claims that his good friend, the late Bob Jones, which his funeral was done today out at Rick Joyner's group of people, the great man of God that used to have to, if you were a woman, you used to have to undress in front of him to get a prophecy from Jesus. He claims that it was Bob Jones that introduced him to the angel Emma O. And I can go on and on in that vein. You got to get the newsletter to see the rest. So what I'm telling you is, don't seek after the dead. And these people are looking for their gifts from the dead instead of seeking for the Holy Spirit to give them gifts. And the Bible says, do not do it. In 1 Samuel 28:7, then said Saul, unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I might go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said unto him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. So have you been one that is, have been to the altars of these men that are following after a dead man called John G. Lake, going to his grave, laying on his grave to get his anointing? Are you one of them? Are you following these faith ministers that go to his grave? You see, it's very dangerous to let somebody that's demon-possessed put their hands on you, because if you do, you're going to be ensnared by another Jesus, another gospel, and by another spirit that we call Kundalini demons. And that demon is a demon that impersonates the Holy Spirit. And it comes from Hinduism, Buddhism, and all of the false religions of the world. And so you have to think about where you go. Now, some of these John G. Lake people, like Robert Leersden, Mike Bickles, follows him, and many others. Some of the doctrines that he taught was the false doctrines of little gods. I just quoted you what Benny Hinn said. Now you know where he got it, right? John G. Lake had this to say to his followers back in the day. These statements by John G. Lake are found in John G. Lake's His Life Sermons, His Boldness of Faith, 1995, Kenneth Copeland's publications. It says, the power of, John G. Lake says, the power of God, the Holy Ghost, is the spirit of dominion. It makes one God. I want you to hear what Jesus said about himself. God was in Christ. Wasn't he? And incarnation. God is in you, an incarnation. If you're born again, you are incarnated. And then the last one. For God's purpose through Jesus Christ is to defy the nature of man and thus forever make them unto. Thus, he becomes the Son of God, a Savior and a Redeemer forever. So he thought he was God. Mm. Also, he thought, or he believed also, in talking to the dead. He taught there was nothing wrong in communicating with the dead as long as you don't call them up from hell. It's okay to call them down from heaven. Listen, he says, it's not dragging up spirits, and it's not dragging up some spirits down. There is nothing about calling spirits down from God in the Word, only about calling them up from the depths. That's a lie. He says the Spirit came over this woman, and then says the following. She arose from her chair, her eyes quite shut, and came in my direction. I got up and moved my chair. She walked right around and came to me. She slipped her fingers down. She gave me a little chunk like my late wife would have done. And said, Jack, my Jack, God is with you all the time. Go right on. But my baby, my Teddy, I'm so lonesome for him. But you pray so hard. You pray so hard. So there he is talking to the dead. And the dead, which is nothing but a demon impersonating a dead person. And he also believed that his late wife came speaking to him. These are the people that these Word of Faith people are following. These are the people. And so you better make sure that you're connected into a man or a woman of God that fears God and would not lead you down the pathway of other altars, of evil altars, of worship and sacrificing to the dead. So next week, what we're going to talk about to you is we're going to talk about deliverance from evil altars. And let me tell you something. God wants his people delivered. And I'm telling you, the churches are filled with people that believe that they know God, that they've been following God, that are actually following these people that are these people that we've just been talking to you about. And so be sure to recast the program, get the newsletter, and you will be able to open your eyes, call out, ask God to open your eyes, ask God in your prayers to open the eyes of the pastors, ask God in prayers to open the eyes of your family, to awaken that sleeping giant before Jesus returns. And it's crucial because Jesus is coming back very, very soon. Now, you know, Abraham Lincoln, in a speech that he made in 1863, he said, "We have been recipients of the choicest boundaries of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and in power as no nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten God's, the gracious hands which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom or virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to God that made us." So friends, discipleship means more. It means far more than just simply giving lip service to Jesus. It means taking up our cross daily and following in his footsteps. And so you need to know that God wants to bring you closer. He wants to save you. He wants to know that you're able to run the ways. And his spiritual power will give you the power to run that race. Because Mark 8:34 says, "And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let them deny themselves and take up his cross and follow me." Now, what you have to do tonight is you have to decide, are you following Jesus? Do you know whether or not that you're following Jesus? Because it's imperative that you're following the real God. And if you don't know for a fact that it is the real Jesus that you're following, then you need to seek him with your whole heart. Because the Bible says, when you seek me with your whole heart, then I will be found. Are you seeking him with your heart? Do you really know Jesus? Or do you know a Jesus that some of these preachers talk about, but they themselves do not know? You need to know Jesus for your own self. And so let's pray. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
I have always thought.
I have always thought.
And believed.
And believed.
That I was following you.
That I was following you.
But there's so much junk in the Christian church today.
But there's so much junk in the Christian church today.
And I know that you know that.
And I know that you know that.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
For doing things.
For doing things.
That I should not have done.
That I should not have done.
I ask you to wash my mind clean.
I ask you to wash my mind clean.
From all false teachers.
From all false teachers.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To clear all of their false teachings from my mind.
To clear all of their false teachings from my mind.
I repent.
I repent.
For giving finances into some of these people's ministries.
And I repent for giving finances into some of these people's ministries.
And I know.
And I know.
If I give finances.
If I give finances.
Into a false ministry.
Into a false ministry.
It binds my finances.
It binds my finances.
If I give finances to a wizard or a witch or a psychic.
If I give finances to a wizard or a witch or a psychic,
it binds my finances.
It binds my finances.
I ask you, God.
I ask you, God.
To have mercy.
To have mercy.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
And it was my intention.
And it was my intention.
To help your word spread.
To help your word spread.
Even though I was ignorant.
Even though I was ignorant.
I gave.
I gave.
I ask you.
I ask you
to go into those dry places.
To go into those dry places.
Dig my money out of those dry places.
Dig my money out of those dry places.
That I have given in the past.
That I have given in the past.
And return it to me.
And return it to me.
And I promise you.
And I promise you.
I will pray.
I will pray.
Before I give.
Before I give.
And I will give.
And I will give.
To spread your gospel.
To spread your gospel.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
That you said.
That you said.
That if I catch a thief.
That if I catch a thief.
Stealing from me.
Stealing from me.
He must repay.
He must repay.
Sevenfold.
Sevenfold.
And I have caught him.
And I have caught him.
And I command you, Satan.
And I command you, Satan.
To go.
To go.
And bring back my finances.
And bring my back my finances.
That I gave in.
That I gave in.
To ministries.
To ministries.
Such as Patricia King.
Such as Patricia King.
John and Carol Arnott.
John and Carol Arnott.
Todd Bentley.
Todd Bentley.
James Gull.
James Gull.
Georgianne
Gall.
Banoff.
Georgianne Banoff.
Stacy Campbell and her husband.
Stacy Campbell and her husband.
Joshua Mills.
Joshua Mills.
Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn.
Kenneth Hagin.
Kenneth Hagin.
Kenneth Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland.
Kim Clement.
Kim Clement.
Mike Bickle.
Mike Bickle.
The Prophetic Ministries.
The Prophetic Ministries.
And also. The local ministries.
The local ministries.
That follow after these people.
That follow after these people.
And also,
Lord, any giving into wizards, witches, sorcerers, or divinators buying products and not knowing that that was who was manufacturing or selling them.
Praying about the things we buy.
Praying about the things we buy.
We call the finances back.
We call the finances back.
We break all curses.
We break all curses.
Hexes.
Texas.
Spells off of us.
Spells off of us.
And Satan.
And Satan.
You take your hands off of my mind.
You take your hands off of my mind.
Off of my finances.
Off of my finances.
Off of my family.
Off of my family.
Off of my business.
Off of my business.
Off of my job.
Off of my job.
Off of everything that I do.
Off of everything that I do.
And I command you.
And I command you.
To go into the cage.
To go into the cage.
And I command you to take all your curses.
And I command you to take all your curses.
Back to those.
Back to those.
that are spreading the curses.
That are spreading the curses.
Sevenfold.
Sevenfold.
And Father God,
I thank you
that you are releasing
those finances
from the dead bank account.
I give you glory.
We pray for these people's souls. Because like me,
they may just have been deceived
and not know.
We cry out for mercy.
For every pastor.
In the country.
That have followed after these false ministers.
And false prophets.
And we include.
Rick Warren.
And this group.
And that group. In Jesus' name.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bind these false teachings up over men and women of God that know you
that are sincere
that think they are doing your will
we ask you to bring conviction
Bring reality.
Wisdom.
Into their lives.
And bring truth.
And bring a love for the truth.
Over us and them.
Because you said people would go to hell.
Because they do not have a love for the truth.
And tonight.
We give you glory.
Honor.
And praise.
That you are my God.
That you have awakened me.
To all of the sheep that are in wolf's clothing.
And we thank you, Lord.
To all the wolves that are in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We thank you, Lord.
That you are opening up our eyes to see.
Because Hebrews 5:13 and 14.
For everyone who uses milk.
Is unskillful in the word of righteousness.
For he is a babe.
But strong meat.
Belongeth to them.
That are full age.
Even those.
Whose reason of use.
Have their senses exercised.
To discern both good and evil.
We ask you to grow us up, God.
We ask you to grow us up, Lord.
We ask you to give us discerning of spirits.
Let us see with our spiritual eyes.
The hypocrites.
And the evil times that we live in.
And the false prophets.
That are according
to your word are the spirit of the Antichrist.
And the false prophets.
That are exercising all the powers of the first beast. Of course, that's the Antichrist and his spirit. And we ask you, Lord,
to allow those of us
that are seeking you with our whole heart tonight,
to use the name of Jesus Christ.
Help us not to be ignorant.
Help us to know.
To discern.
The flock of God.
We give you praise and glory.
We thank you, God.
that you will light our paths, according to Psalms 119.
We thank you, God, that you will light our paths, according to Psalms 119.
And Psalms 101.
And Psalms 101.
You will guide us away from the snares of false prophets.
You will guide us away from the snares of false prophets.
According to John 2:27.
According to John 2:27.
But the anointing which ye have received.
But the anointing which ye have received.
Of him abideth in you.
Of him abideth in you.
And you need not that any man teach you.
And you need not that any man teach you.
But as the same anointing.
But as the same anointing.
Teaches you all things.
Teaches you all things.
And is true.
And is true.
And is no lie.
And is no lie.
And even as it hath taught you.
And even as it hath taught you.
You shall abide in him.
You shall abide in him.
In Deuteronomy.
In Deuteronomy.
13:1-5.
13:1-5.
You said.
You said.
Disobedience.
Disobedience.
And a false prophet.
And a false prophet.
He hath spoken to turn you away from God.
He hath spoken to turn you away from God.
And I will never.
And I will never.
Turn away from you.
Turn away from you.
I receive your grace tonight.
I receive your grace tonight.
I receive your love over my life.
I receive your love over my life.
I receive your strength.
I receive your strength.
I receive your purity.
I receive your purity.
Your holiness.
Your holiness.
Your everything.
Your everything.
And you will come to me.
And you will come to me.
And you will make me every whit whole.
And you will make me every whit whole.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
That my choice is yours.
That my choice is yours.
And no devil.
And no devil.
Can ensnare me.
Can ensnare me.
By false doctrines of devils.
By false doctrines of devils.
Because I refuse.
Because I refuse.
To return to bondage.
To return to bondage.
Deliver me from everything.
Deliver me from everything.
Between me.
Between me.
And the false prophets.
And the false prophets.
And I'll rejoice.
And I'll rejoice.
And give you glory.
And give you glory.
Because you are my God.
Because you are my God.
Now every devil.
Now every devil.
That has come.
That has come.
To deceive me.
That has come to deceive me.
I tell you tonight.
I tell you tonight.
Stand fast.
Stand fast.
Therefore the liberty wherewith Christ.
Therefore the liberty wherewith Christ.
Has made us free.
Has made us free.
And not be entangled again.
And not be entangled again.
With the yoke of bondage.
With the yoke of bondage.
Galatians 5:1.
Galatians 5:1.
I release that scripture into my spirit.
I release that scripture into my spirit.
Matthew 12:43-44.
Matthew 12:43-44.
When the unclean spirit.
When the unclean spirit
is gone out of a man.
Is gone out of a man.
He walketh in dry places.
He walketh in dry places.
Seeking rest.
Seeking rest.
And findeth none.
And findeth none.
Therefore saith him.
Therefore saith him.
I return unto my house.
I return unto my house.
From which I came out of.
From which I came out of.
And which he came.
And which he came.
And findeth it empty.
And findeth it empty.
Swept and garnished.
Swept and garnished.
Then goeth he.
Then goeth he.
And taketh with himself.
And taketh with himself.
Seven other evil more wicked than himself.
Seven evil more wicked than himself.
And they enter and dwell therein.
And they enter and dwell therein.
And the last state of that man.
And the last state of that man.
Is worse than the first.
Is worse than the first.
Even so it shall also be.
Even though. What was it?
Even so shall it also be.
Even so shall it also be.
unto this wicked generation.
Unto this wicked generation.
We repent tonight, God.
We repent tonight, God.
For every person.
For every person.
That we let lay hands on us.
That we let lay hands on us.
That were false prophets.
That were false prophets.
And we were blinded.
And we were blinded.
And we repent for every false message that we received from them.
And we repent of every false message that we received from them.
And we bind up sevenfold wicked devils.
And we bind up sevenfold wicked devils.
That came in each time.
That came in each time.
And we command them to leave us.
And we command them to leave us.
We ask you to clear our minds.
We ask that you clear our minds.
That you clear our spirit.
That you clear our spirit.
Our bodies.
Our bodies.
And make us free tonight.
And make us free tonight.
Totally, Lord.
Totally, Lord.
Just as you did Legion.
Just as you did Legion.
Now take a deep breath and cough everything out. Everything, come out. We command every wicked spirit to come out from false teaching, false prophets, false things that they did and said over you, false healings, false everything. Come out, come out.
In Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus is against you. Now say, Father.
Father.
We thank you.
We thank you.
That you sent Jesus.
That you sent Jesus.
That washes us free.
That washes us free.
Our minds.
Our minds.
Our bodies.
Our bodies.
Our spirit.
Our spirit.
Everything.
Everything.
And every wicked spirit is gone.
And every wicked spirit is gone.
They cannot take dominion.
They cannot take dominion.
And I confess.
And I confess.
Tonight.
Tonight.
That I love you.
That I love you.
That you are my Lord and Savior.
That you are my Lord and Savior.
And I thank you for forgiveness of everything.
And I thank you for forgiveness of everything.
And your word says.
And your word says.
That you are the baptizer.
That you are the baptizer.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
And I ask you to lay your wonderful hands upon my head.
And I ask you to lay your wonderful hands upon my head.
And fill all empty places in my spirit.
And fill all empty places in my spirit.
Now just take a deep breath. A deep breath. Thank you for healing me, God.
Thank
you for healing and making me whole. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Fill all of those places with your Holy Ghost. We give you glory and we give you praise. We thank you that we belong to you and you belong to us and that there is no other God before us. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Before you leave it, you gave a scripture reference for John.
Tell it up.
I don't know what it is. That's what I'm asking.
Well, I passed that so long.
Okay. Because you said John 2:27, and there is no John 2:27.
Yeah, well, that's not. Look for John 17.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because sometimes, you know, that's Pat's typing.
Yes,
if you didn't catch it, our friend would catch it, right?
Yes.
He watches me like a hawk, Dr. Sabrina.
Good.
Somebody needs to watch me like a hawk, right?
Yep, it's not that.
Well, Dr. Sabrina, what do you have concerning all of this tonight as I go and look for to see if our man is up on the internet? While you're coming, I'll give the number out. And whoever's handling the old chat room, write the call-in number. And for the people that call in, it's 805-292-0300. I'll say it again, 805-292-0300. And Dr. Sabrina is typing it in the new chat room. And then you dial a 1 and your hand will come up and we'll know that it's you. Now, Dr. Sabrina, what do you have to add?
Well, often people just hear of people. They're scanning the channels and they're hearing of people. And so...
No, turn it to you.
Oh. And so they become interested and they decide to investigate. And unbeknownst to them, they come up with something that they had not planned on nor intended to receive. And I'm glad that we did deliverance tonight so that all of our listeners and those who come up and recast the broadcast will have the opportunity to be delivered from those things. Because it is imperative that we become delivered so that we can become all that God has for us and who he intended for us to be, that we are no longer deceived by the devil. And there are many, many deceptions. We're just mentioning a few tonight. But there are many. And so it is imperative for the New Testament Christian to push in their faith, to go forward in their faith, to excel in their faith, so that they actually walk in complete freedom and that they're not brought into bondage by anyone or any message or any popular teaching that is not based in the truth of the Word of God. So many times we hear messages that are partial truths and not complete truths. And to those that are unlearned in the scriptures or do not have the proper understanding of them, it sounds as though the person is saying what we read in the Bible. But if you go back and inspect the scriptures themselves, because the Bible says all scriptures are God-breathed. They're given for instruction in righteousness, the Bible says. So if you go back and you study the actual scriptures themselves, your eyes become opened and you become enlightened and you see that what you heard is not exactly what the Bible actually says. That's a good clue to you that that's not a person you need to sit under, that you should seek the Lord and say, show me what this is so that I'll know and that I won't walk in error, because I don't believe any of us desire to be deceived or to walk in error. We just do it in ignorance. So the Lord is merciful and kind and long-suffering. He has loving kindness for us. He forgives us. He delivers us. He sets us free. And he fills us with his Spirit because he loves us. And he wants us to know the truth. He wants us to have the truth. He wants us to believe the truth. He wants us to stand fast in the truth. And that's what's important for us to know. I have the scriptures for those that call in on the telephone. And maybe you joined us late and you didn't get them all. I'm going to attempt to give you those that I do have. Amen. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 24. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. Galatians, chapter 5, verse 7 through 8. Colossians, chapter 2, verse 18. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 11. James, chapter 1, verse 17. Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 13 through 15, 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 19 through 22, Deuteronomy chapter 18 verses 10 through 11, Isaiah chapter 8 verses 19 through 20, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 through 3, 1 Samuel chapter 28 verse 7, Psalm 88 verses 10 through 12, Mark chapter 12 verse 27, Mark chapter 8 verse 34, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 11 through 14, Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 1 through 5, Matthew chapter 12 verse 43 through 44, and the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 27. If you have any corrections, please notify me in the new chat room. And I thank you for your time.
Amen, Dr. Sabrina. Let me see. I think I see our co-host up. Let me go and see. 661, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pat. Hi, Dr. Sabrina.
Hi, Brother Marshall.
You're climbing out of the snow?
Yeah, it got warmer up here, so the snow's going away.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, You know, I know that you've listened to some of what I was saying, but, you know, both of us have such a burden for the pastors, because I know that you dearly love them as I do. And we started the program originally because we wanted to be able to pray for the church and to pray for the backslidden people in America and to pray for the pastors and the leaders of the church, to pray for that sleeping giant to awaken. And whenever I just happened to come across this grave-sucking thing, and I have not thought about it in years because I first came across it about a half a dozen years ago, but it showed me that its target really is the youth, because it's the youth that it seems to be attracted to these things. And so, you know, God needs people to intercede and pray. And I know that you and I intercede and pray, and Dr. Sabrina fast and pray. But the body of Christ must wake up, and it must wake up quickly. It's not only these things that are going on, you know. We've got a rogue presidency that's signing executive orders into law that go against the Constitution of the United States, and all kinds of things are happening. But we need to pray, Brother Marshall. We really do need for the people that have been tuned into us for a while now to begin to seek God to awaken them to intercession. Because not only do we need to pray for the country, but we need to pray for Blog Talk, you and your family, and me and my family, and Dr. Sabrina, and Brother Bill, and Pastor Williams and his wife, and the people that tune in, you know. We need more prayer coverage is what I'm saying. So, but you add whatever you want to all of this, and at this point, we've got a couple, about three callers at this point.
Yeah. It says in the scripture, there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You can probably tell me where it is. I thought it was John 2:25, but maybe it's first. I don't know where it is. Oh, by the way, that missing scripture, you couldn't quite find the location of it, is 1 John 2:27. That's the one. First epistle, not the gospel. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as that same anointing teacheth you of all things in his truth and his no lie, even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. Thank God that he sent the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. And there's one scripture I came across that I thought might be helpful for those that think they're little gods. I don't know how wise they are, because in the last verse of Jude, before the book of Revelation, it says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And, you know, I've heard this, but, you know, it applies in more areas than I imagined, a whole lot of different areas. The verse in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest unto me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, that is the truth of God, the word of God, I will also forget thy children. I mean, that's pretty sobering. And there's a similar one over in Isaiah 5:13. So, yes, you're right. We have to pray, because it's so easy to be deceived. They're really slick. The pastor I was with for 7 years has a really good heart, seems to anyway. I don't know his heart, but I spent a lot of time with him. Like 3 days a week, we were praying most of the time. And he added an extra prayer meeting for the nation. He had a great burden about that, and because he saw the direction the nation was going. And he listened to your articles about the fellow down in Lakeland, and he warned the congregation, and he tried to warn others. But there was one lady who was the head of the women's local at GLOW, where I live, And she and her husband went down there. And after they went down there, her husband deteriorated dramatically. And there was a pastor at a church I had gone to briefly, and he went to hear that Todd Bentley guy in Philadelphia once when he came there. And he had a heart attack or a near heart attack or something within a week of that visit. And I heard about a man from Texas who loved the Lord. And he went to Lakeland, and he and his wife. And after Todd Bentley touched him, he had all the symptoms of a heart attack. And they called an ambulance, and he was rushed out. And as they're going along in the ambulance to the hospital, his wife calls this anointed pastor in Texas and says, you know, could you please pray for my husband? He's having all these symptoms of a heart attack. He said, where are you? So we just left Todd Bentley's meeting. So what were you doing there? He's a false teacher. What are you doing? He didn't touch you. Oh, he said, get your husband to repent. So he knows that there's always a reason for things. And so the husband repented. That man prayed for him, and all the symptoms left instantly. The guy from the local pastor up in the Philadelphia area was having the heart attack. I prayed for him, and many others did, of course. And he's still physically alive. I don't know where his walk is with the Lord. But the thing is, it's so easy. Now, I have to confess that I went with a church for about 7 months, and it was a black lady pastor from Nigeria, and she was, you know, seemed really on fire. She seemed to really know how to worship, but there were some aspects to her ministry that were questionable. But she was really, really, really enthusiastic about Benny Hinn, thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. And she really wanted me to go to one of his meetings. So I went to one of his meetings. And we were there, and she was able to sit up front, and she's a little bit excited about being so close because she's a pastor. She, you know, wasn't this great? And then I saw the people on the little platform there, the Benny Hinn group, and they had lovely music, and it was nice. But I saw they were worshiping and lifting their hands, and I looked back where they were worshiping, toward the back corner of this huge Coliseum in New Jersey, and it said the New Jersey Devils. And I said to the pastor I was with, you know, Pastor Kay, I said, well, how can they lift their hands up to these banners that say the New Jersey Devils? There's something wrong here. I said, let's just pray that those banners, the Lord just gets rid of them. They fall right down before the end of this meeting. They never fell down. Anyway, that's the last one of the Ben Hinn meetings I ever went to. I never let anybody touch me there. I was just, you know, like a guppy going along. And so, you know, I've been learning. I went to a Randy Clark meeting outside Philadelphia, and Bill Johnson came all the way from California with a bunch of other people, and I just thought he must be great. I really wanted to have that anointing. I thought, you know, there was supposed to be some transference of anointing. Well, it tells in the scripture when they laid hands on people, they received the Holy Spirit. But I'd already had the Holy Spirit. But anyway, there's a lot of hype and all of that. Although I must admit, the music was really bizarre. And I was very grateful that somebody handed me some earplugs because I could barely stand it in the beginning of that meetings. But anyway, so the Lord has been extremely merciful and gracious to me, because I have gotten really close to some weird stuff. So I'm not here to point fingers at anybody, because I know that, like the pastor I was with for those 7 years, that he loves the Lord. It's just that his mind has been blinded. He cannot see. His associate pastor saw some of the stuff that Kenneth Copeland said. That's heresy, he said. That's nonsense. And, you know, the thing you were saying tonight, I never heard before about, I'll be quick, but you said that, I guess it was Benny Hinn or somebody, said that the first Adam could fly because he had dominion over the fowls of the air. Well, he gave dominion to all mankind. And, you know, not many people physically have to fly, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Jesus didn't have to jump and fly over to lay hands on the centurion's servant. He just spoke the word, and the angels that you don't see, the invisible spirits, they took, or maybe it wasn't angels, his word performed itself. There's no limit to the word of God. He cannot be, the word of God cannot be constrained. I think that's actually written in Scripture. When Paul was in prison.
Speaking of scripture, that scripture you were looking for was 1 Timothy 2:5.
Mm.
The man Christ.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Continue.
1 Timothy 2:5. Yeah, I appreciate that. By the way, Dr. Sabrina, in the future, for those of us who don't have supersonic writing skills, if you could read the scriptures a little slower. I got most of them, but I can't get all of them. You can say them faster than I can write them. That's all I can say. it's not a complaint. I appreciate all that you gave us.
Tonight, we will just pray for your hands tonight that your abbreviations will improve and that you can catch up. Amen.
Thank you. That works too. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Anyway, the Holy Spirit has been very gracious to help me remember a lot of stuff, even the addresses. I did forget the 1 Timothy 1:2-5. I remember it was 2:5. Anyway, so I just wanted to add those couple of you know, people try to make it physical, and I had not heard, you had told me before about Benny Hinn doing this thing with Catherine Coleman's grave or whatever, Amy Simple McPherson, but I didn't know Bill Johnson and gone in that same weird way. And, you know, there's a lot of people I thought, you know, that were actually men of God. Maybe they have been, and maybe they just haven't repented yet. What was his name? Mahesh Shavda. He was invited to join the Knights of Malta. And at first he was going to do it because of the peer pressure from some of those people in that area. But then he looked into it, and he repented, because he found out that was not of God. So there are some people that, you know, even like the pastor I was with, when he found out that everything that calls itself God is not God, like the Lakeland Revival thing, he tried to warn people, but he did it in a very gentle way because he was not out to offend everybody. And he actually had started a pastor's fellowship with like 70-something pastors and people in ministry get together. So it's you know, it's a nice idea, but it has been nice, but it turns out that there's a mixture there, and there's some stuff that is definitely spiritually arsenic and not good, and we need to avoid it. So you're right, we need to pray, especially for the young people. When I went to that Randy Clark meeting where Bill Johnson was, it was packed out with all kinds of, you know, people in their early 20s.
Yeah,
very zealous for the Lord. And so I know you're right on, Pat, and I know, you know, they're looking for the signs and wonders. You know, it took me years before I found the scriptures. There's one in Matthew 12 that says, do not seek the signs and wonders, you know, like it says in the end of Mark, that they're supposed to follow us when we seek the Lord and seek him with all our heart. The signs and wonders follow. We don't seek the signs and wonders. The Lord is quite offended in John 4 with the rich nobleman who said, you know, pray for my son. He said, oh, you'll never believe it. He keeps looking for signs or whatever. And he said, well, my son is dying. And he said, you know, go your way. Your son is healed. And he believed in his whole house. So that was the good news, is that when the Lord gets a hold of one person in a family, he can work through the whole family through prayer. You may not be able to talk to them, but you can pray for them. So
Marshall,
praise the Lord.
Marshall, you know, the weirdest thing, I didn't get to it tonight, but I'll just take a moment to share it with you. Have you ever heard of Cal Pierce? A person by the name of Cal Pierce, this is a testimony that I came upon in May 29, 1999. Now listen to this. After fasting 40 days, God directed Cal Pierce to redig this healing well that John G. Lake had dug. On May 29, 1999, he gathered over 100 intercessors from all around parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Utah, to redig this healing well. Once the healing well had been dug, it was time to fill it with fresh, pure water so that it could come, so that they could come and drink from it. They began to train a ministry team to pray for the sick to reopen the healing rooms at the same location under John G. Lake's ministry more than 70 years ago. And then Cal and his wife moved to Spokane in 1997 from California. We are told Cal was led by the Lord to bring the world teachings of John G. Lake, according to the Healing Rooms Ministries website. Cal visited Lake's grave site once each month for over a year to pray. On July 22, 1999, the Spokane Healing Rooms of John G. Lake were reopened in the same location they were over 80 years ago. And it goes on to say, on another website, he said, having studied the revival, Cal had read about John G. Lake's ministry in Spokane. He visited his grave once a month for over a year. And Dr. Tesler and other founders of the Healing Rooms of Raleigh traveled to Spokane to meet the Healing Room founder, Cal Pierce. Dr. Tesler says Pierce ended up going to Spokane, where Lake had healing rooms a decade earlier. He looked for a church that he could fast and pray all night and couldn't find one. He went to the gravesite and he said, Lord, if a dead man can be the bones thrown into Elijah and be healed, then I'm asking for these bones of John G. Lake, Healing Room Raleigh Doctor Incorporates Prayer Science to Bring Healing. That's the book it was in. So anyway, he goes on this little thing, and they established the healing rooms. I'm going down because I want to get... Now, here's what he said that's of interest. He said, according to Dr. Tesler, Cal Pierce established his healing rooms in the same rockery building Lake had used. They went in and said anointing was so powerful in these rooms. One room, they said, they couldn't even walk without falling down. In that room, which they called the silver room because it had silver carpet, one of the intercessors saw an angel standing in the corner. Cal asked the Lord, what does the angel mean? And the Lord said, this is the angel that has been waiting 80 years for someone to come and raise the healing rooms up again. An angel in the healing rooms, not only is there lingering anointing at his gravesite, but the building Lake left over 79 years ago is exactly the same story that Bill Johnson described on Sid Roth's show. And so the craziest thing about this is he just resaid and reset everything that this Cal Thomas did some years back, and rose that thing up again. And it turns out that the building that they claim that they're in, it says, therefore, according to Dr. Tesler's report, the angel that had supposedly been waiting for Cal Thomas and the other person, Bill Johnson, must be named the Angel of Lies. But that building burned up. In other words, the building that this guy ministered in isn't even there anymore. And so you see, the devil is the father of lies. And whenever he gets a vessel, he will speak through the mouth of that vessel, and no truth is in him. Jesus said, you are the father of lies. And so this Bill Johnson evidently just copied what Cal Thomas did and reopened what he called the healing rooms a second time in Spokane, Washington. Now, if that's not, if that doesn't show you where this guy's heart's coming from, nothing else will. I was just astounded when I came across that.
Wow.
Isn't that a wow? That's a big wow to me. But, you know, we're told that strong delusions will come, and it's going to come upon those who are hypocrites. It's going to come upon those ministries that are seeking after other things besides soul and Jesus and soul. And see, a lot of these ministries were just seeking after great big powerful ministries and churches and worldly things instead of seeking after Jesus. So we must not be surprised, but we have to be aware that many people that I know personally that came through the charismatic movement at the very beginning of it, they were very sincere. They had a zeal for Jesus. They believed he could heal. They would meet. Every mouth was speaking about Jesus this and Jesus that. And so I believe that there's a lot of people that are ensnared by the powers of Satan that are Pentecostals, denominational people, and also charismatic people that genuinely love the Lord, but they are just not awake. And the devil has their minds bound, like we read about over in Galatians, because that's about, he came back and he said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you?" That means that they were once believers, but by the time he came back through, a man or a woman came through there and bewitched those Christians. And that's what's happened to the Christian church. And the only thing that's going to save them is the mercy of God, the prayers of the saints, and just coming out and telling what it's like. Just tell them the truth. If it hurts, it hurts. Go ahead, Dr. Sabrine.
What did I say?
So the truth is, I'll turn it back. Mm-hmm. The truth is why Blog Talk was founded, was to stir and awaken the people, as many as we could before the Lord comes. And you know, Marshall, that's why we need our people that come up not to just be passive listeners. What they need to do is they need to come up, learn, listen, to work, so that they can be instrumental in the harvest that God wants to produce from this radio program. He doesn't want us just talking to each other and a few people. He wants the people that are listening to spread the gospel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I print these flyers up, you know, and give them out. And sometimes I just wonder if people even bother to put them out when you print them for them. Because I know that people respond to tracts and to flyers and to testimonies. Because that's how the big revival happened in the 70s. Is because everybody was active. You know, Marshall, I remember when the Cross and the Switchblade was printed, David Wilkerson's book. And what happened was everybody ran and bought that book and gave them to people that they knew who had young people. And then the testimonial books of what God did in my life began to come out. And we would go to the bookstores, buy those testimonial books, and we would give them out to our friends and our families. That was our ministry. We didn't know how to minister, but we knew there was things in those books that people needed to hear and know. Mm-hmm. So we would go buy them. I mean, you know, it's like my books up on Amazon. When you order one of those books, you can order one for a friend of yours at the same time, and have it emailed to that friend free. And some of those books have some very important things in them that people need to know. But for some reason, we're living in a time where people have become passive participants. And what that is caused from is because of they are passively watching the TV, they passively go to church. I mean, in our church, we couldn't hardly find anybody that was going to come and help in the children's church. The people just don't want to do anything. They just want to come, sit, listen, go, and say that was a good sermon. And you see, that's not Christianity. Christianity is acting. Christianity is reaching out for Jesus, and it's doing like Mary said when he made the wine. She told him, said, do whatever he tells you to do. And when you do whatever he tells you to do, then you'll be a successful Christian. It's like when you and I first started the radio program. You told me, you said, well, maybe I can come up every other week. But as you saw the fruit and the power and the anointing that God was putting on us, you're coming up every show because it's worthwhile your time to plow into the gospel. You see what I'm saying? You're giving up your time and yourself because you can see fruit from what you're doing. And I bless God for it too. But that's what this is about. Right?
That's what it's about. It's about growing in the Lord. And, you know, I do think that there's some really sincere Christians in little churches that are not trying to have huge ministries, or they're not, you know, I mean, you know, they probably wouldn't object if the Lord did that, but that's not their main thing. They're just there to serve the Lord as best they know how, at least the little church I was in for 7 years. And I think the enemy's really good at deceiving people. That Baptist preacher who died in 1979 is still alive. He gave a message what the Lord told him when he came back. He physically died, and he came back, and he said that this is the Laodicean church age. So that's why people are passive, because everybody thinks they're A-okay. You know, they don't know they need the eye salve to see. They don't know that they need to wake up. And anyway, I have not always walked perfectly with the Lord, and he's been teaching me, you know, even just recently, even today, I was reading Matthew 12, where is it? We all know we're supposed to love the Lord, our, you know, with all of our heart and all of that,
yes.
But there's a very simple little scripture here toward the end of Matthew 12, and it says, hey, your mother and your brethren are asking for you, but he answered them and said unto them in Matthew 12, starting verse 48, but he said unto them, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. So when we find people that are adding stuff to the gospel, we find people that are not offended that they're preaching out of Bibles that have left out huge chunks of scripture or twisted it or deleted the deity of Jesus. We need to pray for those people. You know, some of them may not even make it into the kingdom, but some of them may make it in, but they may get zero rewards. So I don't know everybody's heart, obviously, but I think you're right. And I think a lot of the young people were captivated by the Signs and Wonders ministry, the Bill Johnson group and that sort of thing. And, you know, I met some very sincere people and said, oh, I've been reading John G. Lake stuff. It's just so wonderful. And, you know, I heard some of his things, and they sounded pretty awesome, you know, that he divested and he got rid of his, that he was healed as a young person. He got rid of his financial stuff and went to South Africa or someplace and he prayed for somebody at the same time. Anyway, they sounded awesome. They sounded like it was the real God doing things. So that came as a bit of a shock to me tonight. I thought he was a true man of God. So I don't know. Maybe some of these people start out in the right vein, and then they just – because the other thing – what was his name? Anyway, the guy who came back – but anyway, he said the other thing. Oh Lord, help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, Howard Pittman's his name. That's it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I try to remember what I was just about to say about it. It just got sidetracked there. But we're just gorgeous hunks of dust, okay? With His breath that He's given us, and the Holy. Without the Holy Spirit, we would really. We would really be hard-pressed to even understand any of the scriptures, let alone have a clue between truth and error. So so can we pray?
Yes. We have some calls we've got to take, and we've got about 43 minutes, so I guess we better get on the phone, and we'll pray.
You want to pray for the pastors and the young people first, or you do that after?
At the end.
We'll make sure you leave a little time.
Okay.
We'll be
okay.
Home.
We will. Let's see. Click in. 972. You're on the air. Hello. Okay. Well. Hello.
I think we're there like 10 minutes.
You can turn your speakers off. We cannot hear you. We can hear you. Turn your speakers off and your radio. Hello? I can't hear her, so she can call back and turn her radio and speakers off, and we'll be happy to talk to her. 832, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Pat.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, and hello, Dr. Sabrina and Mr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Okay, I've been better. I was calling to ask for deliverance. I'm being attacked in my sleep.
Oh. Well, what do you mean attacked? What's happening?
When I wake up, it feels like all my clothes and everything are wet down by my private, and they're not. They're completely dry, but I know something's going on.
Okay.
Because I think my neighbor's doing something because, I mean, I hear him all night long going in and out of his apartment, and then I feel something happen in my body.
Okay. Well, Father, we take authority over the spirit of Asmodeus and Osmodeus, and we bind them. We bind the spirit of Abaddon, Apollyon, Beelzebub, every sexual spirit called Incubus, in the name of Jesus, and we command all sexual devils to come up and out right now, instantly. Just cough it out. Cough it out.
All marines abound in Jesus' name. We dry up your water in the name of Jesus Christ. We dry up all your water, and you cannot enter body fluid in Jesus' name. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that every time this person begins to do warfare against this sister, that attack immediately boomerangs back to from whence it came in Jesus' name. Thank you, and we give you Jesus' name, we raise the shield of faith between this sister. We sever every ungodly soul from life now in Jesus' name. We command all those spirits that were transferred to her, sent to her, bound, caged, and chained, named and not named, come out of her now. Come out of her gut in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name.
Everything not named. We
come
break
out now.
The powers of the ley lines.
In Jesus' name.
And we confuse the demons.
We cut every silver cord in the name of Jesus. out of her. Make yourself my conduit. Come out of her. Come out of her. She didn't ask for you. Every spirit that tried to tap into my... Come out of her in Jesus' name. Every spirit that get into her mind, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Every spirit of mind control, cast and chain, come out in Jesus' name. The garlands in the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy every band. We destroy every tie from the wizard in Jesus' name. We sever this system from every ungodly connection, association, or affiliation in Jesus' name. We cut her off from ritualism, every blood sacrifice, all curses, all hexes, all spells, all vexes, any ungodly activity sent to her. We bind, caged, and chained in Jesus' name or to anyone else who is a part of this broadcast. Come up and out, bound, caged, and chained. We sever her from all of those attacks with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Come on out. All the way. All of it. From the root. Holy God, Spirit in Jesus' name. Have you had any abortions?
No.
All right. Thank you. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, have you had sexual affairs with other men?
Yes. I mean, it's been about it's been about 5 years since I've had any relationships.
Just repent and we'll cut her free.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes,
Father,
ma'am.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I repent.
Of all ungodly affairs.
Of all ungodly affairs.
And all ungodly relationships.
And all ungodly relationships.
I cut myself free.
I cut myself free.
From every spirit.
From every spirit.
That entered into me as a result of my sins.
That entered into me as a result of my sins.
I bind them and cage them and chain them now.
I bind them and cage them and chain them now.
I chain them with everlasting chains of darkness.
I chain them with everlasting chains of darkness.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus.
As my deliverer.
As my deliverer.
To completely deliver me now and set me free.
To completely deliver me now and set me free.
The Bible says.
The Bible says.
That these spirits are cast out with the finger of God.
That these spirits are cast out with the finger of God.
I divorce myself from them now.
I divorce myself from them now.
And I command them to come up and out of me in the name of Jesus Christ.
And I command them to come up and out of me in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right, I agree with this sister. Come out of her in Jesus' name. The whole room, come out. Bound, caged, and chained, come out. The whole room, come on out. In the name of Jesus, all the spirits that came in through the hand, the eye gate, through the ear gate, through the lips, through the tongue, come out, the genitals, come out in Jesus' name. All those things that came down generationally, we cut her off from them now. All those sex spirits that came down the family line, bound, caged, and iniquity and transgression, bound, caged, and chained, come out now, and the spirits that went in with it. Come out. You must obey the name of Jesus. All those sexual spirits that came, all those spirits of rebellion, all those spirits of uncleanness and impurity and vileness, come down. That came to the family line, both sides, bound, caged, and chained, come out in Jesus' name. Cut her off from all unclean hands being laid on her in Jesus' name. Never. From the spirits that came in doing the laying on of hands, cause the transference of evil spirits in Jesus' name. Take about 2 deep breaths and then cough real good for your gut.
Come in. Fire of the Holy Spirit, go in.
In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus for those spirits work. We plead the blood of Jesus for those spirits work. How do you feel? Father, in the name of Jesus, go ahead.
Well, I do feel better because I had a headache and that's gone.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I take authority, dominion, and power.
I take authority, dominion, and power.
From my position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
From my position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
Over every spirit of suicide that has come to me.
Over every spirit of suicide that has come to me.
I command those spirits to come up and out of me now in Jesus' name.
I command those spirits to come up and out of me now in the name of Jesus.
Okay, take a couple of deep breaths and cough them out. Bound, caged, and chained. We cut you off. Bound, caged, and chained. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Aging, bound, caged, come out in Jesus' name. Ungodly affairs. Bound, caged, in Jesus' name. This is wantonness. Bound, caged, and chained in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Yeah. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Wanton ways, bound, caged, and chained, come out in Jesus' name. We cut the witch in the warlock in Jesus' name. We cut off the sorcerer and the diviner in Jesus' name. And we cage them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Now ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, please baptize me with your Holy Spirit and with your fire.
And take a deep breath. Amen. Thank you.
Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ is her baptizer in the Holy Spirit. He baptizes her in the Holy Spirit.
You ask him to give you your gift of tongues.
And Holy Spirit, please give me the gifts of tongues, my gifts of tongues.
Now just raise your voice and just let him speak to you in another language. Keep praying, and you'll continue to get deliverance, and every devil must go into
in Jesus
and be sent to the feet of Jesus by God's angels. We give you praise and glory. Now,
I ask you a question. What do I do if they try and come back? What do I say to keep them from coming back?
We release the wall of fire of the Holy Spirit around you. And we release the blood covering of Jesus over you, and you just call on the name of Jesus, and we want you to get the Word of God playing over you. And
I play it every night.
Bedroom, and we command every spirit in your house to get into a cage.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Brother Marshall, we've got about 5 calls with 30 minutes. So you want to give her a scripture before she goes? Read the Bible and call us back Tuesday.
And fast.
Go ahead, Brother.
I'm fasting now. I've been fasting since Tuesday.
Good. Keep up the good work.
Go ahead, Brother.
And I will. Thank you, Dr. Maria. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Sister, the thing that redeems any one of us is the blood covenant with Jesus, and that's when we're sold out to Jesus, because he gave his life for us. We need to give our life for him, and there's a lot in communion that can help, but Psalm 91 is a very powerful scripture. I would read that out loud once a day if you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that will. And if you feel so led, get some oil and anoint, like olive oil, and anoint the lintel and post, the top and the sides of your doors and windows and stuff, in the name of Jesus, as a representative of the blood. Even as the priests use oil and blood on for the priests on their. Anyway, it's in the Old Testament, but they were together, because that's Jesus was the anointed one, right? And not necessarily for you, but there may be somebody listening that's a Christian that doesn't know that having sex outside of marriage is not pleasing to the Lord. But in case you don't, somebody listening doesn't know that, it's in Ephesians 5:3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. I just wanted to throw that. I mean, he'll save us when we're in the world, but then he expects us to renew our minds and to grow in the love of and the knowledge of the Lord. And then there's a scripture in 1 Peter 2:21-22. For even hereunto were you called. This is after we accept Jesus. Even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin. So Jesus was sinless. None of us were born sinless, but that's our life goal, is to get rid of the stuff that we picked up along the way and get rid of the stuff we got from our ancestors and to get closer to the Lord. And the Lord's coming back for a chaste bride, spotless, you know, with her white garment on. And you know, some lady who used to be, you know, in a red light district, she became a virgin again. She came to Jesus, and she was sold out to the Lord, and she's just as pure as if she'd never gone astray, and she'd been big time astray in the past. So, you know, the Lord can clean up anybody, you know, unless they don't, assuming they don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit and they don't worship, you know, the beast and take the mark in their body or whatever. But except for those two things, he can clean up just about anything else. His blood is very powerful.
Sister.
And Mr. Marshall, I did hear a show in the archives where you said to, after communion to read 91, and I just started doing communion every day, and I have been reading Psalms 91 after.
Sister?
Yes,
sister,
ma'am.
This is Dr. Sabrina. I'm going to ask you
yes,
something
ma'am.
Kind of personal. Do you take baths or showers?
I take both, but lately I've been taking baths.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to take a bath. When you finish getting delivered, I want you to take a bath, but I want you to put olive oil in your bath water. I want you to anoint your bath water. And while you're there sitting, soaking, I want you to rededicate your body, every part of your body, back to Jesus Christ, all right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and call us back.
Thank you.
Let us know how you
do.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay, we've got 111. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Pat, this is Irene. Hello.
Irene. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
We can just talk.
Okay, well, I wanted to tell you that I did read all your article, and everything you said there, I experienced this. I have been with almost everyone you mentioned. And that was a few years ago. And God marvelously delivered me and pulled me out of that web. And I still have some friends I was trying to share with them, and I'm trying to share more as much as I can. But and I did renounce, I pray, I'm very close to the Lord right now in communion and other reading and praying, but I still have a lot of problems in my body, and specifically like at night, pain all over, and basically I just fighting this, and I fight it, and I quote the scriptures of healing over me, and I bind the enemy, and I bind all those symptoms. I get relief, but then it comes back. And I talked to you that I'm going to have an MRI on my breast. That was another thing that I went through. They never found any malignancy, but they kind of find little things, concerns or things. What I need to know if there's any residual from all that involvement in the healing rooms myself, and going to Spokane, I'm going with Jordan, they're going to Scalpers, and all those people, they're all connected. Like I remember telling you, there is a web. The personality in that web, the deception is so strong that it's almost like everything you know is connected. And if you let go, you have to go let go to be completely naked. And that's what happened to me over the last few years when I was just with the Lord. I just was crying. We have okay. to let go of this and the other. You know, it is a process of God's mercy and grace.
Okay, let me talk. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
I repent. For everyone that has laid hands on me.
For everyone that laid hands on me.
And every bit of money that I put into these ministries.
And every bit of money that I put in all those ministries.
I break the powers of the curse.
I break the power of the curse.
Of false prophets.
Of all those false prophets.
And false prophetesses.
And false prophetesses.
I break the powers of the prophecies.
I break the power of the prophecies.
Yeah, that they have given over my life.
Oh, that they can give over my life.
My life is yours.
My life is totally yours, Lord.
And I follow your prophecies.
And I follow your prophecies.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
And I break the spirits of death.
And I break the spirits of death.
And every devil.
And every devil.
That has been released over me from these people.
That has been released over me from these people.
All the curses, hexes, and spells.
All the curses and hexes and spells.
Even blood sacrifices.
Even blood sacrifices.
I break those powers now.
I break those powers now.
And you spirit of death.
And you spirit of death.
Get out of me now.
Get out of me now.
All these devils leave.
All these devils leave.
Now take a deep breath and call them out.
Every spoken curse bound in Jesus' name. Curses spoken by the medical profession. Bound, caged, and chained. Come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of sorcery. Bound, caged, and chained. Jesus Christ is her healer. By his stripes she has already been healed. Every spirit contrary with any false healing is now bound, caged, and chained in all of us in Jesus' name.
Okay. Now I want to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Completely deliver me.
Completely deliver me.
From all of the effects of these healers.
From all of the effects of these healers.
I receive you to heal my body.
I receive you to heal my body.
And your word.
And your word.
From my head to my feet.
From my head to my feet.
Now just cough out all of those hands and things that were laid on you. Come out. Every devil, come out. Every curse, every spell. Every hex, every blood sacrifice, every laying on of hands, sevenfold, come out, all. Nothing can remain. And we release the blood over her to heal her.
In
You're
Jesus
the one
name.
That heals her, Lord. Touch her from her head to her feet. Ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit now.
Mm-hmm.
To heal me.
He
I repent. My Savior.
Again,
You're my Savior. Now take a deep breath and let him baptize you with fire.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, there he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise you much.
Give her her prayer.
Praise
give it to her. All crosstalks, Miss Lee. Come out. Keep praying. Keep praying. Honey, I want you to clean your house. We clean your house from all of the spirits in your house to go into a cage. Do you have any books or any thing that you got?
Actually, I just throw away all the books some of the books that I have, and I'm throwing them. I have all of the. I bought every book I could ever see, of course, and I was involved in the ministry with them traveling, and some of the things that happened, I believe God in His mercy have used my naiveness and my deception, but nevertheless, I know that, oh God, it was such a miracle for Him to show me and open my eyes. It's just the greatest miracle after birth, after the new birth.
Okay,
honey,
what we want you to do is we want you to let the Bible play over you night and day. And we release.
I play it as much as I can.
Listen,
I read it from the morning.
Listen. We have a bunch of other callers. So what we need you to do is we need you to play the word in your room day and night. And we release warring angels over you to protect you and fight every demon force. And we plead the blood of Jesus over you, and we want you to call us back next Wednesday and let us know how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 4 or 5 more calls, and we're getting out of time.
Yeah.
So, Marshall, have a quick word for her, just a quick one.
Irene, the Lord made peace by the blood of His cross.
What happened?
Are you there, Marshall?
Yes.
Marshall?
Hello? She's there.
Marshall. I think we lost Marshall.
Okay.
So, Irene, we're going to let you go, and Marshall
That's
will
okay.
come back in, and we're going to let you go, and we'll talk to you next
okay.
Wednesday, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, he just went off. 805, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Turn your speaker off here.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, we hear you well.
Oh, bless you, Dr. Sabrina, Pastor Pat, James.
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
Hi. I the last time you prayed for me, I was getting deliverance. Matter of fact, yesterday I was almost clear of everything. Some stuff came off during the night as I was sleeping, and then that morning in the shower, some more stuff came off, and for the first time in a long time, I actually felt free. And then I got an email from one of the girls that I was telling you about, and I just kept getting this sort of emails. So I opened one of them, and when I opened it, I got attacked.
Of course.
That's right. We keep telling you not to do that. No communication means no communication. No communication means no communication.
Marshall, call back in. We lost you.
We keep telling you, cut off all communication. Cut off all communication means cut off all communication.
You know, I wasn't emailing her or trying to contact her.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you were trying to communicate with her or she called you. Cut it off means just that. It means to cut it off. That means when you notice the email from her, you should have checked them and deleted them immediately. That's what that means.
And, you know, I was doing that for, like, the first couple, because I got a lot of them. So, like, the first couple
pages. It doesn't matter if you got 20 pages of them. You delete every one of them. You just click them all, delete them all. You don't open any of them. That's how you do that.
Now, I opened that one, and I got seriously attacked. And just reinfest it all over again.
Well, you know, James, we've got a pile of calls. We got a dozen calls up here. So
okay.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive James and remove all of those spirits. And Lord, help him to be strong not to take those calls. In Jesus' name, every spirit come out.
Leave. In the name of Jesus.
Immediately.
Bound, caged, and chained.
And take a deep cough and cough them all out. Everyone. And help him to obey you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, James, you're going to continue to get delivered off of after we turn off, and then just seek God to fill you with the Holy Ghost.
And
okay?
Keep fasting. Keep fasting.
Okay.
All righty. Maybe you need to stay off the internet for a while.
111, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling because I need prayer for, I've been having some health issues. I've had unexplained weight gain over the past few years. I've gone to doctors. Every time they run tests, you know, everything's okay other than high blood pressure. But I've been through a lot of traumatic experiences in my life, a lot of them even with my spouse and from my spouse. And, you know, I need prayer that God would restore me completely. I mean, my looks have changed. Everything about me has changed. I've been dealing with a lot of mental anxiety, just a lot of thoughts from the enemy, even concerning my spouse. I don't know what it is on him that causes me to think certain things. I mean, it's stuff I don't even want to really go into. But
having an affair, darling, is your spouse cheating on you?
I don't know.
What is your gut telling you?
My gut has been telling me yes.
Then he's having one. That's exactly what that means. That's what that means. When your gut is telling you that your husband is having an affair, trust me, he is having one. And the spirits you're getting are from whoever he's been with. That's what this is.
And I believe I know who it is, someone from his job. My mind has gone as far to make me believe that he's this person, that they've had a baby. The girl had a baby not long after I had a baby, and he and I separated for about 3 months. And, I mean, I was literally tormented believing that this was his baby to the point where I felt like the baby looked like him. But he makes it like it's all in my mind. He makes it like
okay.
I'm delusional.
Let me tell you something. When you have those feelings, you needed to, one, fast, and two, ask the Lord to show you the truth. Okay, don't talk, just listen.
Okay.
You need to ask, God is the spirit of truth. He will show you the truth. And if he's been trying to show you and you've been denying it, then that means you're not listening to God. So I need you to repent right now from not receiving this if it's from God. Now,
I repent, Lord, if you've been trying to show me this and it's from you, God, I repent for being in denial. But I don't have any proof, really.
Okay, so quiet and hold. Stop right there. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift this sister in her circumstances and situation and marriage covenant before you now. I ask you, Father, you are the Lord of our covenants when they are in holiness in Jesus' name. So, Father, I ask you for your adjudication in this matter in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit that has been sent to this sister in Jesus' name. We bind you, we cage you, we chain you with everlasting chains from Jesus Christ. I sever her from every ungodly soul tie in Jesus' name. I break the power of all the witchcraft that's been sent to her in Jesus' name. Every marine spirit, every marriage-breaking spirit, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, all of succubus, incubus, bound, caged, and chained, every ungodly spirit coming through her husband, every spirit coming through the woman that he's been with or the women that he's been with, we cut her off from every ungodly soul tie right now in Jesus' name. Take a few deep breaths and cough those spirits out right now in Jesus' name. We cut off the ley lines, the silver cords, the garlands, the bands. With the sword of the spirit, we cut out the root in Jesus' name. We bind every lying spirit, every deceiving spirit in Jesus' name. The Bible says that the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Father, we thank you for giving her godly instruction in Jesus' name where this relationship is concerned, that she needs to trust you and trust what you are showing her and telling her in Jesus' name. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it in Jesus' name. Now, sister, you need to forgive your husband, and then God will deal with you. Go to the scriptures fast, and he will show you the truth.
Okay, so that means that he was cheating?
Yeah, we lost him on the
air. It's not unusual for people to cheat, dear.
Yeah, he just went off. He hadn't come back up, so. Okay.
You need to go and you need to do a 3-day fast, just liquids. Go to the scriptures and let the Lord point it out to you so plain that you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Because he is the spirit of truth.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit comes to lead us and guide us into all truth. And you need to shut this idea out of your mind that that's not possible for someone to do that, because it's quite prevalent in the United States.
Oh, I know that. I know that it is. It's just I didn't know if I've had so many thoughts on my mind or in my mind about so many different things that weren't true to where I've been told that it's, you know, I'm delusional or I have schizophrenia, just all kinds of things. And
what we want you to do, honey, is we want you to play the word over yourself every day and night, and we need you to call us back Wednesday and fast, and we'll do some more ministry, okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. We love you, and we'll be praying for you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. 250, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good evening. I missed you guys on Wednesday. What happened?
The network was down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kept trying and trying and trying for like a couple of hours, and then I just gave up.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes with about 10 calls.
Okay. I would love to have some prayer, maybe Sabrina, with some, I don't know if it's witchcraft or voodoo, what it is. I've been working on it today.
Father,
how did you work on that, Sherry? What do you mean you've been working on it? What were you doing?
I asked to break it, to break the voodoo, break the curse, and bind and cage what was sent to me.
Don't you understand that we've already done all of that and you just keep going into the same area all the time over and over?
I can't help it if I'm being scented or whatever it is. I mean, I can't help that.
Sherry, Jesus is big enough to stop and stand between you and them to stop them. He's big enough. And see, they're not supposed to have power to send you anything. And so if they're sending you something, you're accepting that it's coming. You understand that?
That noise. I refuse to accept anything coming.
And you have to seek Jesus every day. Just start praising Jesus and saying, Jesus, you're my Savior and my protector, and you're big enough, you're bigger than all of those people that I used to be connected to, and they have no authority and no power over me. And start praising me, and start believing that the fire of the Holy Ghost can protect you. The only reason why they can get to you is because you believe they can. When you start believing that they can't, they won't be able to touch you anymore. And your defense is Jesus. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Father, we ask that you open up Sherry's mind to understand who Jesus is and the fact that it's not up to her to protect herself. It's up to her to believe that you are her protector. And that those people have absolutely no power over her unless she listens to the voices that come into her head. And if the voices come, she has to just say, go, Jesus, come, they're attacking. And start praising you in the name of Jesus. Okay, Sherry?
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 248. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever that was.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Speak, please.
We're at 347.
Good evening, everybody. This is Cassia. I just wanted a prayer for strength, please, and an infilling of the Holy Ghost, and also to be able to discern the things of God.
Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you strengthen our sister. And Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. We ask you to baptize her afresh. Give her a fresh infilling and help the discerning of spirits, Father. You are the spirit of truth, and we thank you, Father, that you are the truth and no lie. So we thank you, Lord, for opening her eyes and her ears to see, her heart to receive, and all of us, Father, what the truth is. Take authority, dominion, and power over spirits of deceptions and spirits of lies. We bind them, we cage them, and we chain them in Jesus' name. We say that our hearts belong to Jesus Christ, and no deception can reign in them. No lies can reign in them. We bind them, cage them, and chain them. We call them out in Jesus' name and send them into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone forevermore. We thank you for the truth being plain as the noonday sun, Father, in Jesus' name, and that we will receive truth from you, even if it is not necessarily pleasant. We thank you and we give you the truth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye,
Keisha.
Keisha, 207, you're on the air, and we're getting down to just seconds now. We got
one. I've been listening again. I couldn't get through on Skype, so I called in on the landline.
Hi, okay. Brother Marshall.
Hello, Marshall. We got one more call, and we're going off the air, and then we'll pray. 336.
Pastor Pat, Brother Marshall, Sister Sabrina.
Yes.
I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, that he is infusing us with truth. And truth prevails over every obstacle, over every incident, over every situation that we're faced with in life. You know, Colossians speaks of quickly, Colossians chapter 2, as ye have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so ye walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the raiment of the world, and not after Christ. So God is infusing his body with discernment and truth. I just thank the Lord that he thought us out and he separating us and causing us to triumph over our enemies. And nothing shall harm or hurt us. I'm so thankful that he's positioning us to hear the truth, because he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. It's almost like God has taken me personally through a path of discernment through certain ministries, especially in the last couple weeks. I have the truth, so I'm not going to look for the truth. I'm looking to see thoughts. I think the Lord, and I believe I know this with all my heart, the Lord is showing me how the enemy has his false pretenses in ministries that I wouldn't have before noticed, but I'm beginning to discern, to understand more clearly that's what he don't want me involved in. So he's showing me these things, and as he's fine tuning me, he's using little nuggets to give to on my way about his business to speak the truth. And I'm just so thankful that he has not given up on us, that he has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for us, and I'm so thankful for that. And another thing too, I'd like for us to keep my daughter in prayer. Her name is Hope. She's 21 years old, and she does not know the Lord, but she I think she's beginning to be more inquisitive about the things of God. So I'm just kind of taking that slow and just being very gentle and not apt to say anything quickly. I just want her to understand that she's has to obtain that personal intimate relationship with him on a one-on-one basis. So I'm not force feeding her. I knew what it took for me, so I'm just kind of continuing to pray for her soul, that the Lord will do a work in Jesus' name.
Okay. Well, Brother Marshall, you want to share a prayer with our brother? We're off the air, and then we have to intercede.
Well, Father, we just ask in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19, that you fully save, heal, deliver, preserve, and make whole Hope. And as this brother is delighting himself in the Lord, you'll give him the desires of his heart, and we thank you for doing so, because you promised to do so, Lord. And you promised that as you've given him the gift of righteousness, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So we thank you for delivering her. We thank you for drawing her to the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Ghost and the proper labors across her path. We ask you to remove everyone from her path you want removed, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so. Are we in agreement, brother?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So thank you, Lord, for doing it.
Well, thank you. God bless. Okay, Brother Marshall, you wanted to pray for the people in the church and the pastors and everything, so I think we need to do that.
Yeah, I think we should.
Better, but this will still get on the tape for other people to listen to.
Well, the most important thing is that the Lord hear it. I'm not praying for people.
Yeah.
So, Father God, we come boldly. Pat and Sabrina and I come boldly before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus, because Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us, and he's in heaven now interceding for us. And Father God, we know it's your will that everyone be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole, according to your word. Father, we ask that you deliver us, because it says in your word, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. And not just for the pastors and not just for the young people, but yes, for them especially, Lord. But Father God, for all of us that are listening and all of our family members, we ask that you fully save, heal, deliver, preserve, and make whole each one of us, fully sozo each one of us, particularly those that have been misled. Deliver us from every bewitching spirit, Father God, every deceiving spirit, every spirit of mass hypnotism, every unclean and perverse spirit. Deliver us all from all ungodly spirits, Father God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over each one of us and everyone, all of our family members, and each one that we're interceding for, particularly those that I know, but those around the world, Father God, that have been bewitched by some of these false ministries, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over each one. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful minister and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him glory and dominion forever and ever. So, Father, since Jesus has made us kings and priests unto you, and since Jesus washed us in his own blood, we plead that blood over all those we're interceding for, Father God, those that have been misled by some of these ministries that look so glamorous on the outside, it turns out that they're a little bit twisted, maybe a lot twisted on the inside. We ask you to deliver them all in Jesus' name, particularly, Father God, you know my heart for the pastor of the church I was in for 7 years, but there are many more like him, Father. We ask you to deliver them from every bewitching spirit, and we're all in agreement. We thank you for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And, Father God, we take authority over these communists that are taking over our nation, and we bind up the spirit. We bind up the listeners, the watchers, the reporters, break the computers, everything. And, Father God, we ask that you judge these people, that you begin to judge them. We hear that Hillary's going to run in 2014 or 2016. We don't need her in the name of Jesus. She says she's a progressive. She's a godless woman who is an active lesbian. We ask you, God, that you tear down the stronghold that is behind Obama. And Father God, it's so embarrassing for us to be known around the world as the country of homosexuality, and all that is being discussed on the news media is how we want Russia to accept homosexuality because that's what our country believes in. It's very, very embarrassing. And Father God, I ask that you deal with this situation. There are many people in our nation that are praying about this thing. And Father God, it looks like no one is standing up and calling this man to task. We ask that you raise up a leader, just like you did Lincoln, and that you will raise up that leader that will stop and arrest this person and the people behind him. All of these communists that he has brought into the White House, God, that are actively making laws as they go along, ignoring the Constitution, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, they are pulling a silent coup in our nation, and it looks like we can do nothing. But in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory. Praise and glory, God, that you will be able to stop. We ask you to bring our pastors into light, God. The ones that have gone under this darkness, awaken them. Awaken that sleeping giant that you gave that prophecy about, God. We need that giant to wake up. We need some of the leaders, both politically and spiritually, to wake up now, God. We need it now, Father, because we're losing. And, Father, we're losing both the spiritual battle and the political battle. And, Lord God, Iraq ships are coming right along our shorelines. And OB has had nothing to say about it. And Lord, they could shoot up an EMP and just darken America by shooting it up into the sky. We ask you, God, to protect America. We need your protection and your movement. We cover the American line with the blood of Jesus. Every territorial line we cover with your blood. We ask that you put linking angels around our country in Jesus' name, and that you will stop them. Lord, we need you desperately to stop this evil thing that has crept across our nation. And it's out in public, God, but nobody seems to be able to stop it. And Father God, we pray for this Texas race and all of the races that are going on in the country, the primary races. We ask you to give us a whole bunch of Republicans and independents that are not communists, that are true conservatives, that will stand against this giant wave of communism. We'll give you the praise. And Father, they do have a candidate, I forget their names, that's running against the person from Texas that is working with Obama. We want the guy that's not working with Obama. So we bind those people away from the polls. We ask you to let it rain in the areas where the people that have to get out to vote for that Obama person, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask for that to happen all over the nation, that they cannot get to the polls, but the people that are voting for your candidates, that you will give them nice weather that they can get to the polls. We give you praise and glory that you are the weather controller. We thank you, Father, that the people in the church, the people in the church that are coming around, God, that you will raise them up quickly, that you will open their eyes to see. We thank you, God, that you are able and worthy. We give you praise, for you are our God and our King. Satan, we speak to you. We take authority over your communistic plans, moves, and the people that are in the background. We surround each of them with the blood of Jesus. And we ask you, God, to release a civil war that they cannot stand in agreement, and that we send confusion into the enemy camp. And Father God, we ask that you release praise angels over each and every one of them, that just stand and praise the Lord until those devils are just insane. We give you praise and glory for your defense of this nation. We thank you, Father. We praise you for our families. We praise you for Blog Talk Radio. And Satan, you have no part in this message, and we forbid you to steal the message out of the hearts of the people. And Father, we stand on the Word of God, that it will be spread around the world, that Christians will pick it up and send it to their friends. And Father God, these people have giant ministries and giant intercessory ministries. And Father, they're very sincere. They do what they are told to do. Christians, we ask them to pray and intercede, and they don't. And Father, we ask that you let the body of Christ know the importance of standing in their place during these dark days, that every soldier is needed. And we ask that you strengthen them, and that you make them whole, and that you will give them Paul's zeal, just as he was zealous for you when he first found out your reality. Just lay that across the body of Christ. Let us all become zealous for Jesus. We give you praise and glory. We ask that you bless Brother Marshall and his trip, as he's on his way doing things, and that you bless his family, that you bless my family and Sabrina's family, and all of the people that work in the ministry, like Brother Bill and Pastor William, Izzy, and all of the Sister Amila, and all of the ones that are standing in the gap, and the Knowles, God, bless them. And let them know that they're loved, and we appreciate their dedication. And Lord, just bless them and give them the desires of their hearts. And we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Now, Brother Marshall, do you have anything to add to this before we go off the air?
any spirit of backlash, retaliation in Jesus' name being sent by anyone if they do not repent in the time frame Jesus Christ of Nazareth gives them to repent is returned sevenfold to those who send them with continual repetitions in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every Christian, every believer in Jesus Christ and his blood covenant. I plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about in the glory in the midst by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for keeping your children, Lord. Thanks be to God who always causeth us to triumph in Christ and to manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Marshall. We'll see you Wednesday. Have a nice weekend.
You too. God bless you.
Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's given a call to you today. He wants to come and live into your heart, be your personal Savior. And the only thing that you have to do is just tell him you're sorry for your sins. Ask him to come and be your personal Savior. Oh, yes, he'll come in. He'll be right there. And the wonderful, wonderful thing about it is this. He'll be there from now until the end of the world. And then you'll meet him face to face. And you'll know that this very day that you ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord. Would you say a prayer with me today? Dear God, I'm a sinner. And I know that I failed. But that's why you came and died on the cross for me. And I ask you, oh God, that you will forgive me of my sins. Yeah, that's right. Just ask him to come in now. He's waiting for you. Just to ask him to come in now. Yes, there he is. There he is. See, I told you. Don't you feel wonderful now? Don't you feel clean? Don't you feel marvelous? Just because he died on the cross for you. He's your Lord. He's your King. He's today your Messiah. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Jesus.